Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the next chapter of Widows Ministry. Well, I know you saw my text tonight and you wanted to know what I'm talking about roll, roll, roll your boat. Well, in just a moment, you'll find out why I titled that the message for tonight. But there's also another title as well with a question. Have you noticed the people whom God has called to help you? Think about that. But as you think about it, let me talk about it. I thought of how God never calls you to do a big job all by yourself. He will call others at the same time to assist you. When you say yes to the will of God, when you jump into the middle of your assignment and your task and surrender your time, money, talent, and ideas to the Lord, you will discover that others will be right there by your side to help you with the task. You are not the only God. Only one that God has asked to do that. In the same way, you cannot accomplish what God has called you to do all alone. Look around you. Look at the people God has placed around you to help you fulfill your dream. Don't ignore them, thinking you can do it all alone. If your vision was from the Lord, it is big. It will require others to become involved in what you're doing? Well, God sent Sheila Coley to me, and we had to, I needed her, and she needed me to put together this ministry together. So God is always putting people and resources to do what he wants you to do. I wouldn't be able to do what God has told me to do if I had to do it all by myself. The vision is too big and demanding. That's why God wouldn't stop, didn't stop after he called me. He called others to stand with me, to pray with me, and to stay for the long haul, working beside me on the under-rowing bench. Their call is just as real as mine. They will answer for their part just as I will answer for mine. And then there are rewards to be given. They will be rewarded for how they help row the boat and keep the ministry moving forward to reach millions of widows and others who have lost a special loved one. If you are going to fulfill that dream that God has given you, you will have to learn how to cooperate with others, other key people, like friends, family, neighbors, church members, who can assist you in fulfilling that dream and also getting you through this journey of grief. He gives you people and resources to accomplish and get through those times in your life. An example of on a ship, when these men row, the boat moves. When they stop rowing, the boat stops. These servants were the driving force behind the speed of the ship. If you ever stop working hard at rowing, the ship stays motionless in the water. It was totally dependent on the rowers in the bottom of the boat, which was powerless to travel anywhere without them. The bottom of the boat may not be the most pleasurable place to be. Serving day in and day night, serving day in and day may seem humongous and almost boring at times. So just know that when you go on this journey that God has you, sometimes it does feel lonely. Sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you'll be weary. Sometimes you're saying, God, why me? Sometimes you say, God, I need your help. Just like Donnie McCurphy would say, I need you, Lord. Yes, there's many times I've said that, Lord, I need you. Just as I was preparing for this message tonight, I said, Lord, I need you to help me to speak and explain what row, row your boat is all about. But sticking with the vision and continuing to row will eventually produce eternal results for the kingdom of God. So surrender to the plan of God that takes your place in the ship. Grab your oar and start rowing. If you want to get to the destination more quickly, put your whole heart, I mean your whole heart, and continue to row the boat. Now, many of the widows that of the ministry have taken on their role. They have picked up that role and pretty much getting ready and already have done so to start their role in that row your boat thing. I'm going to call some names out, so I hope that y'all don't mind me calling your names. Rebecca Davis, it hasn't been quite a year yet that her husband passed, but she has taken on this vision that God has given her to start a widow's ministry at her church. I went to speak several weeks ago at one of her meetings, and it's such a blessing to see. It reminds me when I started, you know, you take one day at a time. It doesn't always, sometimes you question yourself, and you sometimes wonder when only a couple of people show up, but guess what? God has the plan that sometimes he only wants those people to be there, because sometimes people don't speak out and tell you about their story because it's a lot of other people around. But God has his way to have just that, those few people, to be able to for them to be able to open up and for you to be able to encourage just that small group. So just knowing, be encouraged, and knowing that just keep rowing the boat, because God is right there with you, walking with you. He will never give you a task and leave you alone, just like I mentioned before. Also, Margaret Clay, she also has started a widow's ministry. She's taken on that oar to do the same thing also, and which is a blessing. So there are many out there that are taking the oar and doing, and also taking on the vision that God has given them. Because, see, Mary and Sheila can't do it all by ourselves. There's so many widows out there. There's so many other people that are hurting out there that have lost a special loved one. So we can't reach all of them. So God is putting his angels, different angels out there to do his will. But it's a blessing that we can come together, just like I mentioned, that he gives groups of people to help you through your journey and through the vision that he has for you. So don't be afraid. If he's given you that vision, please walk that walk and also take on your role. Because, see, just like I mentioned about the boat, it takes many men to row that boat, to keep that boat moving. One person can't do it by themselves, but God gives you people and resources to do those things. So be encouraged, and also knowing that you can, if you were given a vision, you can succeed in what he wants you to do. If you are going to fulfill the dream God has given you, you will have to learn how to cooperate with other key people. Just like I mentioned, other key people who will assist you in fulfilling God's will and dream. Well, right now you may not see it, but your loved one has had a purpose. Another situation that happened recently, another widow, this past Saturday, I went to an event that she put on. Now, this was a process of healing, and this is something that you might want to consider doing for your healing process, because this was mine also. But I'm going to talk about her. Her name is Peaches. I'm always hard in pronouncing her first name, so Peaches Massey. She, this past Saturday, gave a book scholarship in her husband's name, Ronald Massey, to a student who was assisting a student for a book as he goes to college, which was a great event. And this, I'm sure this was healing for her, knowing that she is what she was doing for her husband in her husband's name. So there are different things that God, insight and vision that God gives you. It helps you. When you're helping someone else, it helps you, and it gives you healing inside. So just knowing that if you have something like that in mind, do it, because is it just fulfilling? When my husband passed, I did a scholarship for two young adults at the church that I attended. And this was many years ago. What I did was I did a scholarship for someone, young lady who she had the highest GPA score. And what I did too, I also selected someone who was not fortunate, who had a problem but as far as grades, but he graduated and wanted to go on to college. So I gave two scholarships at that time. And like I say, and I gave it in my husband's name. So it was fulfilling at that time, and it also helped me as far as the healing process, doing something special for someone in my husband's name. So there are lots of different visions out there. There are several widows also have started women ministries, a bereavement ministry. So there are so many things that I'm sure that God has given you that insight and that vision to do to help others. So pick up your oar and row your boat. There's two questions I want you to think about as this week. Do you know what boat God has called you to jump into and start mooring? What church, organization, ministry, mission are you supposed to be doing or helping? Next question is, when you look at your own life, can you see that it has taken the combined effort of many faithful people to get you where you are today? Just think about it. And even further, the question goes on, if you want to go further, and this will be something, a challenge for you. Have you ever made a list of people who helped you get through where you are? Have you taken the time to write a note or even pick up the phone and call and say thank you for what you have done for me? That person that you will call or send that note to, it will encourage that person, that you know, and make them feel good that they did do something rewarding. So think about that this week. And what else I want to talk about as far as rowing the boat. Once again, many of you have helped Hugh and I row this boat that we have with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. It is now 16 years. We didn't do it by ourselves. We had many of you to help us to make all of these things possible for us to reach out to other widows as well. There's many things that they have done I want to explain, I'll talk about, but we couldn't have not done this all by ourselves. We had lots of help, lots of people who were willing to reach back and help others. So just knowing that your vision, your purpose in life is to pick up that oar and row your boat. Just knowing that your purpose, I'm sure some of you have received other insight, like these ladies who have taken on the challenge to pick up that oar. I am sure that there's many of you have received. And like I would like to tell you that the Next Chapter is always there, willing to reach out and help you. with anything that we possibly can to reach that goal. Because, like I say, we are not in this by ourselves. We are all here for the purpose that God has us to do. And he gives people and resources for us to be able to accomplish those goals. I would like to pray at this time, and I have some announcements at the end. Lord, I thank you for a life-changing truth. I want to take this time, and I also want you to take this time in my life. I want you to give, I want to give 100% of my attention and strength to see the plan that you have for my life. Give me the strength to do each and every will that you have for me to do. We all have, with all our hearts, we want you to follow, we want to follow your lead and do whatever is required to see your vision through in our lives. Give us the motivation, the encouragement to pick up that oar and row the boat, because we know that you're going to have someone else there for us to help us through this journey that we are on. Just like we are facing these emotions and loneliness going through this journey of grief, you have sent us people to help us through this, to comfort us, encourage us, make that phone call, sending cards to encourage us. We know that you have a team in place to continue for us to do your will. And we thank you for calling others to come along to help us to move this vision along a little faster. We thank you, and I thank you, that you have sent others to help the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I can't believe it's already been 16 years, but you know the plan that you have for us, and you made it possible for us to continue to do your will for 16 years. The purpose that you had when my husband Al passed away. At that time, I know I didn't want this to happen. I didn't want to believe that this was my purpose in life. But help us all to accept our purpose and to know that the glory and reward is to you. We just thank you, Lord. We just ask you to give us the strength, the encouragement to go forward, knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us. You're always there with us, Lord. And we just thank you, and we just bless you and praise you and magnify your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. And I want to now talk about our anniversary. This is big, 16 years, everybody. I need you to do three things. Next, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday is the 21st. It's only for 2 hours. Save that date, and we want you to come in purple and silver. If you don't have purple and silver, come in black with purple accessories, or silver with purple accessories. But that's our color, purple and silver. It's church attire, so I just want you to know it's church attire. But next year, we're going to do something different for 2020. We're going to get a little bit more casual. Might be wearing special T-shirts, but This year, you're going to do special. We're going to do church attire, purple and silver. We want you to bring another widow. And the third thing, we want you to go and purchase a daily inspirational book. What we want to do, we want to collect these daily inspirational book for our outreach project during the holidays. We want to include those when we do shoe boxes filled with toiletry items, and we wrap it up for Christmas, like a Christmas gift, and we take it to a homeless shelter for women and children. But the organization indicated to us that it is always the ladies like the daily inspirational book that they can take in their purses every day and be encouraged by the word. So go out. It's not expensive. Go out and purchase one and bring it along at our anniversary so you can encourage someone that is less fortunate, you know. So just knowing that they will be encouraged and it will be a blessing to them. So those are the three things that I want you to do for me, to be there. And you can bring more than just one widow. You can bring more. You can bring, if you want to bring your family members. We will have, this will be at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where it's on I-20 in Glenwood, and it's going to be 10 to 12 noon, just for 2 hours. There's a lot of things going to be happening at the Greater Piney Grove that day, so when you come, I know we're going to try to have signs where you'll be able to see it and direct you to where we're going to be. It's going to be in Annex B in the worship center, but underneath on the side. But there's a lot of other activities that's going to be going on that day. So please look for purple and silver balloons, a sign, and then we will post signs, different places, so you'll be direct you to where we are. So come on time, so we can start on time and end on time. It's only 2 hours, and we're going to have breakfast served for you as well. So come and enjoy and help the Next Chapter Widows Ministry celebrate our 16th anniversary. It is such a blessing. So the last thing I want to say once again, if you are going to fulfill the dream of God, the dream that God has given you, you will have to learn how to cooperate with other key people who will assist you in filling that dream. He will send friends, family, church members, neighbors, co-workers, church members to help you fulfill that goal. And I will end with, row, row, row your boat. But I also want to give you some moments. It's called moments. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. You have a great week. And be blessed. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. May God bless you, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Watching us now. And when back within your arms and step in. And everything we need to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you make a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we come from. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls.